The seasons have changed, gentlemen, and now it's time. It's that little thing that just keeps following us everywhere, and it's never ending, and it's those chores. And now that we've changed seasons into fall, there's fall chores that need to be done and shouldn't be forgotten.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 fall chores you shouldn't forget to do. Well, shoot. Of course you need to rake the leaves, clean the gutters, and empty the septic. But what are you doing for you to make sure you survive and thrive during the dark, dreary doldrums that are at our doorstep? I think the kids call it cuffin' season. Get yourself a guy or a girl or a goat so you can stay active this winter. The last thing you want to do is get ready for spring training and you pull your joint all out of whack. Oh, no. Couple cases of Jack would help too.
You say a goat?
I believe so. Yes.
God. So these are 10 fall chores that you shouldn't forget to do. We are actually nearing the end of fall, if you believe it or not. We're a little more than a month away from going straight into winter here. But let's see if you guys have done these. These are 10 fall chores that you should not forget to do. Number 10 being switching the direction of your ceiling fan.
Oh yeah, technically you should.
Right? Okay. Right. So during the colder months, you want the blade to rotate clockwise, forcing the warm air that rises up to the ceiling to circulate around the room instead. So you're pushing the warm air down from the ceiling.
I always forget. Say it again.
So your ceiling fan wants to rotate clockwise. The way that the blades are facing, it's pushing the air from the ceiling down to the ground because the warm air tends to rise and it's up there. So you want to push it down to the normal level, as it were. Bless you.
So in clockwise, the summer, you go counterclockwise?
Summer, you go counterclockwise. Okay. It pulls the heat.
I don't have a fan, but that's interesting.
Pulls the cool air from the bottom.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I just know when I get cold this time of year, I turn my fan off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what most people do.
Right.
Yeah, I never really think about which way it's spinning. I'm just like, ugh.
Cycle chilly. The air a little bit.
Yep. daylight savings, just changing the batteries on your smoke detectors, too, if you can remember.
Oh, thought there, Miles. Yeah. Number 9, washing all of your linens. Now's a good time to wash all the stuff that you don't clean more regularly. Mattress covers, pillow inserts, duvets, curtains, throw blankets. They all collect dust and grime and could do with the cleaning before you'll be spending more time cooped up with them.
Yep.
It's just the summertime.
I've done a lot of that in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Not to mention the summertime, your skin dries out, and so you're getting a lot more dust all over the downtown place. Just get the grime off there. Just get it all cleaned up there. Anybody have a humidifier?
No. I think my daughter's room. Yeah, she has one.
I'm trying to remember if I have one. I might.
We don't, and I remember we had one when I was a kid. There was like one time when we were sick that it was brought out. Other than that, I don't think we've ever brought out the humidifier. However, if you do use one to combat dry air, it's important to keep it clean, but all too easy to forget. A soak in white vinegar and thorough rinsing should be enough to disinfect most humidifiers, but when in doubt, follow the manufacturer's instructions.
Okay.
Humidifiers. That's never really been a big thing for me, keeping the air moist. I feel like here in Washington State, we don't face that a whole lot. We're just kind of always damp.
I feel like when I was a kid, because you just get sick all the time. My mom always had one for us in our room and stuff.
All right.
But like my sister, man, she runs one kind of like all the time to kind of keep the air. But again, that's in Maryland, right?
Yeah.
And I prefer the air to be drier, man. I don't work well with wet air. I really don't. As Miles said, check your smoke detectors, your CO detectors, your fire extinguishers. This is even more important if you have a fireplace or wood stove that you plan to use. Make sure that you have a stash of batteries on hand for replacement. Again, these are the 10 fall chores that you should not forget to do.
And if you do it now, if you do it right now, it won't go off at 3 a.m. when it always
no kidding.
Dies.
Honestly, yeah.
It never dies during the day.
Just, if you're hearing my voice and you're on your way home, put that on the top of your list. You know,
do you want
kiss your spouse hello and then immediately change those
batteries? Do you want to be in your garage at 3 a.m. grabbing a ladder in your flip-flops? No.
Trying to track down which one of those doggone things is going on.
It's the one going to be in the highest point. And you can never figure out which one it is initially.
Yeah.
So you have to go through the whole hearing thing.
Right. And why don't they make them go reduce the amount of time between the beeps?
Yeah. Well, they do want you to change the battery.
I'm aware of that, but I'm saying reduce the time between the beeps so that I can track down what doggone one is going off.
Right.
All right.
You know what I mean?
That is the thing. You know, it's crazy. What annoys me about that is it can be my cat, it can be the dog, the kids, or my wife. No matter where they are in the house, if they call for my attention, I already know what room they're in, right? Without saying. a fire detector thing goes off, it's like, God damn it.
It's such a high pitch, you can't really determine the origin.
And how long do you stand there, right? You want perfect silence around you. You're like, it's that one. Then you change the battery.
Right. Like, no, it's not.
Son of a
bitch. No, that battery was just fine that I just threw away.
10 fall chores that you shouldn't forget to do. I've seen this one coming up on the text, and it is number 6 on the list. Clean out your vents and replace your furnace filters.
Yep.
Vacuum and wipe down dusty vent covers and ducts. Buy a stash of filters to last you at least through the season. When you replace one, write the date on it with a pen. Set up a calendar reminder for the next replacement.
That's not a bad call.
It's the air that you're breathing, man. Not to mention it becomes a fire hazard after a while, but it's the air that you breathe. Clean the filter.
Yeah.
That was for the bulk of the indoor things that you got to do. As far as the outdoors, they say to prep your fireplace. If you have a fireplace or wood stove you'll be using over the winter, clean it and get your chimney cleaned and inspected by a professional.
Yep. We were just talking about that last night.
I kind of wish I had a fireplace. I like having just a good old natural wood-burning fire.
Well, we used it a lot before I got my new windows from Window Nation.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding, man, because the windows we had sucked.
Sure, they were bleeding all the cold air inside.
Well, and you got tired of turning up the heat, because you turn the heat up, like I said, if you turn it to 72, the house was 70. Turn it up to 75, the house is 72, but it's just going out the windows, man. So I would start the fire. I became the old man, like, put on a damn sweatshirt, I'm cold too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was...
Not anymore.
Put on some socks.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Someone drives me up a wall. I'm cold. Yeah. Put on some damn socks.
Kids don't care. They'll walk out in 35-degree weather without a coat on.
Yeah, I prefer the fire because I run hot, so I just like the ambiance.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right? So I have a reclaimed wood. My buddy's dad made this for me. So it's real wood with an LED light. So it looks like a real fire. I showed it to my neighbor, and she's like, that's great, Ted. We use it for heat.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I run just, hot.
There's a channel that still has that on there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I know. You know me.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm like, Carol, get in here. You got to see this.
Look at this thing.
I said, see, it's real wood.
We use ours for heat.
She was not impressed.
She was not like...
This is one my old man used to make me do, and I hated it every time because I hate heights, but you need to check your gutters and your downspouts. A little later in the season, after the trees have finished shedding, clear the leaves from your gutters. If you're climbing up on a ladder yourself, be careful and have someone help hold the ladder.
Yes.
It's spooky, man. I don't like it. I hate it. My dad made me do it all the
time. I was saying, it was one of my jobs as a kid.
Just sucked. You're up there with that frickin' shovel, and you got all the granules from the roof that have just come off for the season.
I know, you're just getting covered in crap.
Right, there's pine needles and leaves and nasty in there. And I
put your damn hood up. Get out there and do it, Mike.
Get out there and do it, Dad.
I bet that went over well.
I said that up on the ladder, Ted. To myself.
All right.
While Dad was inside, you know,
doing stuff.
Writing checks to pay bills.
Right.
Drain and store your garden hoses.
Oh.
Don't forget watering timers as well. If you live in a place where it freezes in the winter, drain exterior pipes and put insulating covers on the spigots.
I gotta do that.
I need to do that too.
Yeah, that word bugs me.
It just sounds so racist.
What?
Sounds like something a talking
dog
would say.
It just sounds racist.
Hey, spigot!
All you know him, he's a spigot.
Right. It doesn't mean anything. It just means what it means. But every time I hear the word, I'm like, God.
Spigot's don't other people call it something else, don't they?
Faucet.
Yeah. Oh. What, an outside faucet?
Well, spigot can also sometimes be a bubbler or a water fountain, too, depending on...
All right.
A spigot can be many things, and it never sounds good.
Can we be a little bit harder on the G of spigot?
Good call.
Well, there's no G in that, is there?
It's spigot.
I thought it was CK.
No, spigot.
Is it really?
It doesn't sound any better. It really doesn't.
Spigot.
And the way you're saying it, it sounds like you're trying to insult Miles.
It's not a picket fence. It's a spigot.
A spigot.
Huh. Spigot.
Spigot.
It wants you to think of the way it does.
Oh, it's OT.
It's a spigot. Yeah.
Okay.
Spigot.
Boy, I never would have got that right in a spelling bee.
Spagotti.
Hey, hook the hose up to the spigot. Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Hey, put the insulator on the spigot, eh? It's going to freeze in here. Look at the pipes.
Okay, spigot. A common mispronunciation of the word spigot. The first thing that pops up.
Common mispronunciation.
My whole life.
That's the definition.
Oh, me too.
54 years.
I just found out now with
54 years, I swear to God, I did not know.
Spigot.
Yeah, I had no idea. Well, but then they have, but they also have pictures, and it's pronounced or spelled spigot, and it's an outdoor water spigot. So Merriam-Webster has it as that.
Spigot?
Yes. Look.
But spigot, as an incorrect pronunciation.
So the dictionary says, look, because you refuse to do it right.
Right.
We're just going to change
middle
the
English
of the word.
Alteration of spago.
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 Yeah. Spago, hey.
So it's actually recognized.
That sounds like a delicious sauce.
Put some
spago on it.
From Middle English,
put
spago.
Some spago on my spaghetti.
Number two of the fall chores that you shouldn't forget to do, bring in your plants. If you have plants that will not survive the colder temperatures.
I thought you could say pets.
If you're cold, your plants are cold.
They're cold. Bring them inside. Whip out little plant. Jacket. Or house plants that you don't put out, or rather you put outdoors for a summer vacation, start transitioning them inside. It's better to do it gradually rather than all at once. So
especially
that they don't
tonight
shock.
Before it goes down to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. It's getting chilly out there, man. But then this is the last thing that they say to do. This is the last fall chore to make sure that you shouldn't forget. Store your patio furniture. Lawn chairs, tables, umbrellas, someplace where they'll stay clean and dry for the winter. Grab children's toys and any errant garden tools as well. Bonus points if you use... that's just them promoting their own thing.
That's why I don't get cushions, because I just know at 3 o'clock in the morning I'm going to hear the rain and go, damn it!
Right.
The cushions!
Trust me, it's a big thing at our house.
Also, if you worked outside with your dad on a project, make sure that you bring his handsaw inside so it doesn't rust in the rain.
Sounds like an experience you may have had.
He'll get rather mad.
Yeah, the outdoor furniture, that's
true. That was my favorite handsaw.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it also depends on who you are. Like, I have some friends, man. I swear to God, it could be 40 degrees. They still want to sit outside by a fire.
I got friends like that, too.
Right? So it's like, yeah, you got to get furniture that could weather stand.
Yeah, that's a fact.